We are in Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara is going on the Memra of Rameya. We hear in the Mishnah, and Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph as follows. Mi sheyotza leilech be'ir shema'arvim bo. A person wanted to go Erev Shabbos to a city that is close enough that if you'll make an Erev Tchumim in between, you can get there on Shabbos. But he wanted to go there to be there for Shabbos. And while he was on the way going out, so the Chava was machzer him and told him today is not a day to go traveling, it is too hot, too cold. So the loch is, asurim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So just to refresh our memories, Rashi has two mahalchim in Rabbi Yehuda, and there'll be two mahalchim in Rameya. The first mahalach in Rabbi Yehuda is that this person went back. He did not say that he wants to be kind of shvise, and the mokim that if he would be kind of shvise there, he'd be able to go to the city on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though he did not specify he wants to be kind of shvise, but actions sometimes speak louder than words. So Memele, since we see he wanted to go, he wanted to be in that city for Shabbos. And the whole reason he turned back was Echzirei Chaveiroi, and the reason was because today is not proper weather to go there. So Memele, from all this, I can rightfully assume that there's an Ansadi, that he wants to be Kaine Shvise in the Mokim that will enable him to go to the next city on Shabbos. That is the Svore of Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Meir Oimer, Kol Sheyochel La'arev Lo Irev HaRezech HaMogov. So according to this Pshat, Rashi learned that Rab Meir holds it is not a non-Sadi. There's a Mokim to think maybe he was Kaine Shvise. But maybe he wasn't Kaine Shvise, maybe he wants to be Ka'an She'iroi. So Memele, so therefore, Halacha Hareze Chamogomu. So he's a Chamogomu. He said, I don't know where he wanted to be Kaine Shvise. We were Meira yesterday, I want perhaps a little clearer to... Yesterday, I asked the Kasha, according to Rab Meir, according to this Pshat, there's a suffix. There's a suffix, was he kaine shvise be'iroi? So then he can't go to the ir acheres. Or was he kaine shvise in the mokim that where he'll be kaine shvise there, that'll enable him to go to the shtot Shabbos. So it's a suffix. So so let's ask him, what was his kavone? Did he want to be kaine shvise there or be'iroi? He's around, let's ask him. So we wanted to be mitzadid, that could be asking doesn't help, because it's dvarim shebelayv. That means, lu yitzuya, he wanted to be kaine shvise be'emtza. But it's dvarim shebelayv. So even though he really wanted to be kaine, but since I don't know about it, so dvarim shebelayv doesn't help. So we asked further, if Dvarim Shebelayv doesn't help, so what are the two tzadim? So he said it wasn't kind of shvisa there. If you have to have a gilui of Dvarim Shebelayv is not sufficient. I have to know klo, there has to be a nansadi, he wants to be kind of there. So since there's no nansadi, so why is he a chamagamu? He should zicha be bimkaimoi. You can't be kind of shvisa b'leiv. So l'cheire, you have to say, but al kaponim, there is a tzad sofik. There is a tzad sofik. Maybe he wants to be kind of there. Maybe he wants to remain in the city. So how much the tzad sofik is known lo'ilam, so avazayfil ken a kind of zayn. That means people know there's a sofik. Maybe he was kind of shvisa there. So according to that, so that what people are aware of, so because of that tzatzofik, he can't be kaine shvise bimkaima in to go alpayim ameh in the opposite direction. Because of this tzatzofik, because of this tatsofik, maybe he was kind of shvisa there. But in order to get the milus of that kinyan, of that it's dvorim shebelev. That means how much is aware to the oilam, that's how much could be kinyan. And that could, and that makes him a chama gomel. What is not aware to the oilam, that can't be kinyan. So mamela, that's why he can't get to the shtot. Al kaponim, this is the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya according to the first pshat in Rashi. Rashi has a second mahalach to explain the machloikis Rameya Rabbi Yehuda. It is speaking about that he says he wants to be kainah shvisa. It is speaking about, he said, bepem molei, that he wants to be kainah shvisa. And therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about that he wanted to be kainah shvisa. So he's kainah shvisa. So what is the svar of Rameir? He said, bepem molei, he wants to be kainah shvisa, and he has a din of an oni. So what is the svar of Rameir? So Rameir holds, even though he said he wanted to be kainah shvisa, but Rameir holds, he has a teres osher. That what he was marzik baderech, that doesn't give him a teres oni, that gives him a teres osher. So even though he said he wants to be kainah shvisa in that mokim, but since this is a kinyan of remote control, he never went there, he never put a pass down there, but he wants to be kainah shvisa there. And the Ramei holds, he does not have a aloche of above a derech, just going out to be marzik, to go to the next year, does not give him a din of above a derech. So he has a din of an osher. So he's not kainah shvisa there. So if he's not kainah shvisa there, so why is there chama gomel? So he should be kainah shvisa b'iroi. So Rashi says that Rameya holds that since he wanted to be kainah shvisa there, what would be if he would have that kinyan? So it comes out, the alpayim ama between that mokim and his ear, he would have. The alpayim ama from his ear going towards the opposite direction, he wouldn't have. So even though the shvisa be'iroi remains, but the shvise be'iroi only remains in what he didn't want to be misalik. Since he had interest in being koine shvise be'emtza beiz hayoreis, so we see he wasn't interested in dalpayim ama from his ear in the opposite direction. So therefore, that becomes bottle. Masha'en kein, the alpayim ama, which he had wanted to have, because of his kinyan shvise, bein hayoreis, so these alpayim ama remain, not because of that, because he's an osher, because that doesn't help, he's an osher, no, remains because he was kainah shvise bimkayim. So this is the second shot in Rashi that there are no sveikis involved over here. He said, klo, he wants to be kainah shvise bein hayoreis, Vafal Pikein, according to Rameya, is a chamer gomel because he has a locha of an osher. Zok the Gemara of Tafnun Beis Amid Beis. Rameya oimer kol sheyocha la'arif. Frek the Gemara, hotanine chode zimne. We learned this halacha already. Sofik, Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda oimrim, areze chamer gomel. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Sofik bepeirik bakril ma'arvin, we learned as follows. Nizgalgul chutz l'tchum. A person put an erev toichatchum, nizgalgul chutz l'tchum. So now it can't help him. Or nisraf, or it got burnt. So the loch is as follows. Mi ba'oid yoim, if this occurred, mi ba'oid yoim, einay erev, so he doesn't have an erev out. Mishach Sheikho, if this happened after Nacht, Areze Erev. Sofik, mi ba'oid yoim, Sofik Mishach Sheikho. But what if I don't know when this occurred? So have a Sofik, was he kaine shvise, bimoke meiruvoi, or was it burned then? Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda oimrim, Areze Chamagomo. He's a Chamagomo. So what's pshat? Because I don't know if he was kaine shvise, b'soif tchumoy. I don't know if he wasn't kainish visa b'soif tchumoy, so l'maise he should have iroy. So she's the chamagomo. So bein iroy in the mokim ha'erev, memonav shechi has, and the other two alpayimam on either side he doesn't have. Alme kol sveike chamagomol. So we know klo that a sofik is a chamagomol. Umas nisen nami sveiku. So according to the first lashon of Rashi, the time of Rav Meir is because he doesn't know when he went back, does he have an intent to be kainish visa bein ayoris, or doesn't he have? So it's a sofik, he was kainish visa or not. So nami sveiku. So I know the halacha by a sofik, that the Yerachamagomo. So why did Rav Meir have to repeat himself? Taisus is mamtik. It should have just said in the Mishnah, Rav Meir I'm a sveiku. Rav Meir should just tell us that it's a sofik if he wanted to be kind of shvisa. What the hanog is? Ein la'el daflamet hei. So you'll find out what the hanog is. Doesn't have to repeat the hanog. I know already the hanog and sveikus. That's Pshat the Gemara's kasha. Olelishne basret. According to the second Lashon, Rav Meir holds that Yizichah was not Koine Shvise there because he has a din of an Osher. Af al Pikein, he has a din of a Chamogomo because the Alpayim Amo from his Eroi to the, in the opposite direction, he was Mesalik by wanting to be Koine Shvise Bein Ayoris. Ulalishne Basre, Hochi Koshalei. Tanine choda zimne l'Rav Meir, teheiche de irev b'mokaim she'enei erev, v'meiran erev b'mokaim she'enei erev, haver chamogomo. So what is, so there there's a tzad, maybe the erev was burnt. So maybe he wasn't kind of the erev. So he's a chamogomo. So Mamele, why does Rav Meir have to say this halacha over here? Omar Rav Sheshes, Loitame Taime de Rav Meir, Sofik Irev, Sofik Loyerev Hudavi Chamagomu, Avovade Loyerev Loyhavi Chamagomu, Elafilovade Loyerev Avachamagomu, Tohoche vade la'irev v'kohavi chamogomo. What is pshat in the Gemara's teretz? Lo'i teime. Hosamu the sofik irev v'konishom shvise v'sofik lo'i irev v'kone bebeisoi. Hu da'havi chamogomo. So now Rashi is explaining first the second lashon. Over there, there's a suffix. Was he ma'ariv b'seif ha'tchum? Wasn't he ma'ariv b'seif ha'tchum? Avol heiche devadei lo'iriv. But if I knew k'lo that he wasn't ma'ariv, k'goin choyzer zeh, shoho yoloi la'ariv b'pas. This person who was choyzer, he's not an oni. So he should have been ma'ariv bepas. She'korev lebeisei hoyu. He was korev lebeisei. He is a din of an osher. So what? So I would think here he's not a chamogomo. Here he has kibnei iroi. Since the erev wasn't chal, so I would think he's mamish kibnei iroi and he has alpayim lechol ruach. Over there, there's a sofik. There's a sofik. Some emele. So the sofik prevents him to have alpayim l'chol ruach by the ear, because maybe he was kainish visa. But here, since he avadai wasn't kainish visa, so he should have al kaponim alpayim l'chol ruach be'iroi. Some emele. So you can't learn out from over there. That is according to the second lashon of Rashi. Lishnachine, Narashi goes back to the first Lashon. According to the first Lashon, some Mamela Lachere both are Sveikis. There was a Sofik, maybe the Erev burnt, maybe Oidyoin. Here there's a Sofik, maybe he wasn't kaina shvisa. So what is the Gemara differentiating? Lishnachina. Shaho yoloi loi mel shvisa si bimokim ployni. He should have said shvisa si bimokim ployni. Loi have chama gomo. So I would think he's not a chama gomo. The ain kan sofik. Elo le gamri niskaven abeisoi. The Yehei Ka'an She'iroi, so I would think that here there's no suffix. So how do we set sign the verse on the Gemara? Time, Zomar Abshesh, like, time, time, the Ramei Suffix, Yerev Suffix, Lo Yerev, who Dava Chamagam, there, there's a suffix. Havel Vadei, Lo Yerev, Vadei Lo Yerev means, if he didn't say, Shvi sasi b'mokim ployni. That's a taish vadi leirev. Not that he didn't say shvi sasi b'mokim ployni. Lai havi chama gomu, because I would think vadai he wasn't kind of shvi sidim. Elafilu vadai leirev. Even though the vadai he didn't say shvi sasi b'mokim ployni. Havi chama gomu. Because it's a suffix still. Doch vadi leirev because havi chama gomu. So we see from Rashi, not the way we mentioned before from Tosfos, that the Gemara's kasha was, he should say it's a suffix. Because from the Gemara's teretz, we see that I would think it's no suffix. I would think it's no suffix. I would think since he didn't say, Shvisosi b'mokim ployni le'havicham agomu, there ain't kan suffix. There's no suffix whatsoever. So l'chayre, I mean, this could have been rectified by saying there's a suffix, and I could figure out chama gomo. Rashi seems to be saying that I wouldn't know Rav Meir Svara without him saying it's a chama gomo, so I wouldn't know that he holds it's a suffix. I would be under the impression that he holds yevadai not kaine shvise, since he didn't speak out shvisosi b'mokim bein hayoritz. Ela filu vadei lo yirev, shloi omau shvisosi lishom, nami marzakina lei besofik. Rameir also holds it's a sofik. Mishum gilui dait. Because of the gilui das, and this is the first lashon of Rashi. Ola lishne basre de parshinen, the Rameir osher mashvilei, according to the lishne basre, the Rameir holds is an osher, Bafilu hochi avichamel gomo v'loikibneiroi. That even though v'loikibneiroi, that even though he wasn't kind of shvisa there, afal pikein the rotzain to be kind of shvisa there takes off. Alpayim amo mitzadiroi. Shma minot afilu b'mokim she'ein sofik. So we see that Rameya holds a filu where there's no suffix whatsoever. Keep going. Nizgal gul chutz l'tchum miboid yoim devadai lav eirev hu. Zavadi nar an eirev a filu hochi l'Rameya, according to Rameya, chama gomol hu. Desilak atzmoy bekavanosoy me'alpayim shol tzad sheini lebeisoy. By that gufa, by declaring that he wants to be kainish shvisa someplace else, so through that he was misalik his alpayim amo mitzad beisoy. So and then he'll only have alpayim amo bein mokim between the place he wanted to be kainish shvisa and bein yirei. Vahi stome diktoni hosa. Zuktachrashi, we learned a stam mishnah that what happens if nizgalgul mi ba'oid yoim einay erev. There it says it was nizgalgul mi ba'oid yoim einay erev. So that the lashon of the mishnah by it says like this: nizgalgul mi ba'oid yoim einay erev. Nizgalgul bein hashmoshes harei ze chamagom. So by says, what's the difference between einay erev and chamagom? The mashme v'harei hu kibnei iroi. So how does this stem with Rav Meir? So Rashi answers it doesn't stem. Rav Yehuda. This goes according to Rav Yehuda. So this halacha, he says that what it, that Areyu Kibnei Iroi, He's not a chamor gomel. That is shitas Rabbi Yehuda. V'hod loy oriv lohu v'toni bahadi seife. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so why don't we say these two halachas together, the case of Nizgalgul Miboyim and the case of Nizgalgul Bein Hashmoshes? Diktoni areze chamagomu. So Rashi seems to be asking, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know the din of chamagomu. And for Rashi, it's very difficult to understand the havamin of Rashi. Mishum the Rabbi Yehuda b'seifa moidel Rabbi Meir. No, in this seifa, Rabbi Yehuda is moide to Rabbi Meir. Aval bereishe, kibneiro yishovilu. In this seifa, there's an emesis suffix. If there's an emesis suffix, it's a chamagomer al tztodi a suffix. But in the reishe, if the eire was not chaos, arei kibneiro. The Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda. The Reisha is Rabbi Yehuda, not like our Rameya. According to our Rameya, some Amelu would be a Chamagomel in the Reisha. But the Sefer, since the study of Sofik and the Sefer, some Amelu, then I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a Chamagomel. Zog Toisvis, Tanine Chod Zimne, the Chol Sveike Le Rameya Chamagomelu, Umasnisi Nami Sveikehu. We'll see from Taisus that Taisus learned not the suffix of Rashi suffix, not the suffix was he, did he want to be kind of Shvisa there or Bim Kaimai? No, the suffix, Rameir is a suffix, does he have a Teiris Oshir or a Teiris Oni? Al Koponim, so als the suffix, he has a din of a Chamagom. The Koshe, the Mahi, from Yene Mishneh, that Yene Mishneh says, that by a sofik, Rameyer holds is the din of a chamer gomel, heichi havi shamine dava hoche sofik la Rameyer. So Taisus asks a pertinent kasha. Yene Mishneh state, Yene Mishneh speaking about there was a mitziyasdik sofik. So the Mishneh says the halacha is a chamer gomel. Our Mishneh, how would we bechlau know? The Gemara is a kasha. Rav Meir said already the din of chamagomel. Rav Meir said the din of chamagomel when there was a suffix. Here we don't know bechlal. If Rav Meir wouldn't say the safe, I wouldn't know bechlal that Rav Meir is mesupik if he's an oni or an osher. Rav Yehuda holds he's a vadei an oni. So Rav Meir has to say this din. Vayimari de porich tavle lemisne kol sheyochel. He could have been ma'ariv then. He wasn't ma'ariv. Suffolk, so it should have said, it's a Suffolk. Umemele yedane davacham agomel. So that was pshat for Ketzloi Taisvis, Gvalde Kishmak, the Gemara's Kashe. Don't tell me the Anhoge, tell me that study a Suffolk, and the Anhoge I can figure out from the Mishnah daf Lamedai. Umeshani. So according to Taisus, you can't say the way Rashi said that I wouldn't know it's a suffix. The Gemara's kasha was, let us say it is a suffix. Umishani, the hava mine, the heiche, the vadai, loy irev kehoche. The lashon is misleading. That in a case where it's vadai, loy irev kehoche, Loihavi chamagomu. That he's not a vadai irev. The vadai loi irev. He wasn't ma'arev betoires vadai. So I would think loihavi chamagomu. The afilu ihavet nan sofik, if the Mishnah would have said that it is a sofik, Ave mefarshinen sofik im choshev bekach oni, kishar bo baderech, im lav. Rav Meir says, I don't know if he's an oni or not. Ulekach, loikoni erev. So it's bevadai not koinan erev. Devadai oni omru shema'arev beraglov bemokim ployni, veloi besofik oni. So Taisus learns Shan the Gemara's Teretz that if Rav Meir would have said that he's a Sofik Oni, so I would think the halacha of Sofik Oni that it's Vadai not an Erev. In order to be an Erev, you have to be a Vadayoni. If you're not a Vadayoni, so be Vadayoni. If I count this Kula, that one could be Koinish Visa with remote control, even though he never went there, is only if he's a Vadayoni. But if he's not a Vadayoni, so he's Bevadai, not Koinish Visa. So by telling me Sofik, I wouldn't know he's a Chama Gomel. I would think V'dinoi Kevadai Yosher. So I think a Sofik Oni, that means Kozman, you're not a Vadayoni, you don't have the Schusim of an Oni. V'dinoi Kevadai Yosher. V'yiye Kibnei Iroi. So Kamash Melon, that Rameya is telling us, no, a Sofik Oni is a Teir Sofik. A Sofik Oni could be, he's also, on the tzad that he's an Oni, could be he is Koine Shvise. So Memele, therefore, he's a Chama Gomo. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Mi she yotza chutz l'tchum. A person went out of the tchum. Afilo ama achas. He went out of the tchum, afilu one amo. Lo yikones, he's not permitted to enter back into the tchum. Rabbi Lezer oimer, shtayim yikones. If he went out two ames yikones, shalosh lo yikones. If he went out three ames, then lo yikones. Zot Rashi. And Poshet, the Lomdis of Rabbi Lezer we heard before. That's how Akvanu will say the way Rashi said on Daf Memvov Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Lezer holds there's a Lomdis of Mevlois. Rabbi Lezer Letaimei, Rabbi Lezer holds that a person who walks out Chutz L'Tchum has two Amis on each side. So if a person just walked out two Amis, so he has two Amis towards the tchum, and these two ames, Rashi says, are dvukais, they're not even muvlois, the dvukais to the tchum, and Rabbi Lezer holds dvukais kimuvlois, so memele, so he can get back into the tchum. That is Shitas Rabbi Lezer. Shalosh, but if he walked out a third ames, so memele, so then he can't get back to the tchum, it's fafalim. Rabbi Lezer holds is a din of lost tchumim, and he holds dvukis kim of lois. So as long as the tchum overlaps back into his old tchum, he can get back. But more than that, he's stuck. He's outside of the tchum. The chachamim we see don't hold bechlal of the din of muvlois. That means even though he can zicher go back into the tchum. But he can only go back as far as he can go back. Well, if he has Daladamas or Bezamas, whatever he has, he can go back, but he can't enter the Tchum. He's Mugbul in his Daladamas of a Chutz L'Tchum. That is what the Chachamim hold. So now we hear the Amachudish the Kerash. Rashi says, Misha Yotza Chutz L'Tchum. So Rashi gives three Tnoim. Number one, he was amazed. Not a shaykik. Number two, umidas. The lafuki haitziyu, that they took him out. And number three, it was shaloi l'shem mitzvah, that it was yotzal l'shem mitzvah. There's a did. So Rashi is saying all these three halachas, that means when do the chachomim hold that there's no din of muvlois? Bemisn Rabbi Lezer said a halach of muvlois, since it's muvla b'toicha tchum, so Mameli can get back into part of the tchum beheter. So Mameli is in the tchum already, so he gets toch weiter. That was Rabbi Lezer's svara. The chachamim are only chaylik if he was b'meizid the medasa shaloi l'shem mitzvah. But if it wasn't one of these three, so they hold he can get back into the tchum. And Lalocha, the Mishnah Berurah paskens like this. The Sashitas Balamoyer over here. And the Balamoyer being Zaraya from a Gemara. We heard before that Piyere Gemore daf mem gimel amet beis, that there was a mice with Rav Nechemye Berei de Rav Chaniloi, that far out of the tchum, b'shachta shmeitze b'nofa kruz l'tchum, the Gemore klared a shayla, the Gemore klared a shayla that made a mechitze, the Gemore klared a shayla, could be used the loim molo gavri, so the Baal Lamoya learns not that the Gemara clear the Shaila we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. We don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. But the Gemara clear, that was the Shaila. Since here he went chutz l'tchum b'shoigig, so could be here we hold as a din of muvlois afilu according to the Chachamim. I mean, here the Chachamim also hold shitas Rabbi Lezer, that there's a din of muvlois. So my mail, that's how Rashi stelt avek the das chachomim. Ot shtayim yikones, mishum havlo as tchumim, kedamrinim bepirkin. Abalaza letaimei, da oma vohu beem tzoon. Oma Rabbi Chanine, ragloi achas besoich hatchum, beragloi achas chutz letchum. Now, mi sheyotza chutz l'tchum afilo ama achas. So ama achas, the Rabbeinu Yonason speaks out, that when a person gives one step, so let's say he was up to the tchum, and now he gives one step out, so he's an ama outside of the tchum, because his foot is a chatziyame, and the space of the psiye is also a chatziyame. So by going one step, you're going an ama out. So, Omar Rabbi Chaninus now is clearing pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, afilu ama achas. So does that mean even one step? Even though the rest of his body is still toichat chum, but ama ames, but with one foot he's an ama outside of the tchum. If you measure from the end of his regal, he's one ama outside of the tchum. So, ragloi achas besoichat chum, veragloi achas chutzre tchum. So he says, so that's also pshat in the Mishnah, lo yikonis. Even though l'chayre is still ogut to the, I mean, the regal achas is b'toichatchum. We'll see, the body is also chayts, reiv gufa is also toichatchum. It just made a psiya outside of the tchum. So Abchanina brings a pasuk, d'chsiv im toshiv mishabes raglecho. So there's a kri in a ksiv. The kri is raglecha loshen rabim. So it's good that's speaking about both feet. But the ksiv is raglecha. Raglecha ksiv. And what is the taich im toshiv mishabis? So the Rabbeinu Yonason says, timna mileches ono v'ono. You'll be meineya because of kvoit shabis to go ahin and tzirik. Va'ayri shahave ama ames ama achas chutz l'tchum. That's pshat in the posik. Im toshiv, you walked out one step outside of the tchum. Im toshiv mishabes raglecha because of what you did with one foot. So the mele, you lost your freedom already. Timna mileches on the vona. You have now your dalad ames, but you can only go back and forth. You can't go wherever you want. Fragte Gemara af Rabchanine. Rabchanine was an Amore. Vosanya, we learned a bereise ragloi achas besoich hatchum ve ragloi achas chutz letchum yikonex. He could go back in. So the Gemara says, homoni acherim he. He said, this second bereise is going according to the acherim. Vosanya acherim oimrim lemokim sheruboi who nizdaka, that Yizayri came to where Rav Gufoy is. So since Rav Gufoy is Bifnim, so Mamela he has a lochik ilu lo yotza. That's this Baraisa, this Apsacherim Oimrim, a Baraisa is not a Dava Muskim. So Mamela he holds like the Chelkim on the Acherim. Ike da Amri, Omer Rabchanine, ragloi achas besoich hatchum, veragloi achas chutz letchum yikones. That he could go back. Tichsiv im toshiv mishabes raglecho, Raglecho kerina, the kri is raglecho. So memele, so you're only mechuyev to be meineya your hiluch if both feet are out of the tchum. But if one foot is out of the tchum, heis nisht yotza chutz l'tchum. Tzorek the gemore v'hosanya, we learned a bereise lo yikones. There is such a bereise of lo yikones. And with the gemore, hu da oma ka acherim, the sanya lamokim sheru boy hu nizka. Because the Rav Chanina holds like the Acherim. The Acherim holds lamokim sheru boy hu nizka, that it's, that you're zayrik, the lamokim sheru boy hu nizka. Zogt Rashi, hochi gasin in homoni acherim. That's the first lashon. Lamokim sheruboy shamu niska, veruboy besoichat chumu. Niska kloim abosa ruboy shadin alei. Vekeven lehavye el raglay achas chutz letchum, adayin ruboy besoichat chum ilkach ikonis. It's not called a yeitze chutz letchum. Hu diyoma Rav Chanina. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Shtayim Yikones, Sholosh Lo Yikones. Frag de Gemore, Vosanya Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Achas Yikones, Shtayim Lo Yikones. And for the Gemore, Loikash, Ho da Okar Chode, Vekom Atarti. Ho da Okar Tarti, Vekom Atlas. Let us see Rashi. Masnisen da okar chodo sheyotzo min ha'achas. He went out of the first amo. Va'oimid b'shniyeh. V'hochi koma. Im b'shtayim oimid. If he's oimid in the second amo, yikones. Bereis diktoni ishtayim lo yichnoi sheyotzo mikol ashtayim. He was yotzo mikol ashtayim, and he's now in the amoshlishi, so then is what? Then is lo yikonis. Now the Ritve says pshat in this gemore, not the way Rashi says and daf memvov. The Ritve says that this gemore is telling us that what did Rashi say? Rashi says the okar chode sheyotza min haachas va'oimed b'shniyeh. He's standing now in the second amma. So if he's standing in the second amma, so memele, so the two ammas are muvlois. The Ritva says pshat that the Gemara is telling us that if according to Rabbi Eleza you need muvlois, the vukais is no good. And the Ritva brings a raya from this Gemara. That's what this Gemara is telling us, that he's oimed, he's standing in the second amma, va'afal pikein, va'afal, and dafke if he's standing in the second amma, that, then it's good. But if he's out of the second amma, so l'chayre, even though, if he's out of the second amma, so even though it's dvukais, it's no good. We have to know how Rashi learned pshat in this Gemara that Rashi could say before on Daf Membov that according to Rabbi Lezer, Dvukais is Kimavlois. This Gemara by Stois that Dvukais are not good. You need Mamish Mavlois. Zog the Gemara weiter. Vosanya Rabbi Lezer Oimer afilo amo achos lo yikonis. We learned Abaraisa that Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu one amo lo yikonis. And dosh taitoch, and the Mishnah we had shtayim yikonis. And for the Gemara, kisan yahi lamoideid. Tisnan, lamoideid sheomru, noisen loy alpayim amo, afilu soif midosoi kolo bimaor. Zot Rashi. It's this din that Rabbi Lezer says that if la ama achas lo yikones is speaking about a moideid shechosh choloi. He was chosh choloi chutz letchup va'omar shvisosi bimkoimi. He said, I want to be koine shvisa bimkoimi. Umaydeid, and he was maided alpayim psiyas beinanis. Ulayikones letchum ha'ir. Maybe he'll be able to enter the ear. The kolu alpayim shaloi ama achas chutz letchum. Is layichnoi, so he's not permitted to enter the ear. So why not? Afilu the apayis would bring him into the year. He's not permitted to go out of the apayim. Kedisnan ulamoide shamru noisnim loy apayim. Afilu saif midosai kolu b'maore lo yahalech loholon milpayim. Nochme, afilu the alpayim of his mokim shvise entered into a maore. So you have now the whole maore is kedalad amizdomi. Afal pikein, the kivin shemod ad alpayim lovad mokim shvisosi shein arbe, ein yochil avil chutz l'alpayim. So what is the Gemara telling us? So the Gemara is telling us that even though Rabbi Lezer is the one that holds of Muvlois, a Muvlois is not a Hefke the Kezach. He says this whole din of Muvlois, his pshat is that according to Rabbi Lezer, he's not considered a Yoitze Minatchum, since the Dalet Amis he gets now is still Muvla Betchum. So that means, if he was in this tchum already, and now you want to make him a yoytzim in a tchum, so then Rabbi Lezer held that since the Dalet Amis, he has two Amis on each side, and these two Amis are mubla b'soich ha-tchum, so he doesn't as yet get a shame of yoytzim in a tchum. Masha ain't kein a person who was kainish visa someplace else now, so he has alpayim amma, that's it. So even though these alpayim amma will overlap and go into the tchum, it's eichet garnish mit garnish. It won't help. That's all what he is. He has alpayim amma. Zogt Taisvis, kisan yahi lemoidet, shafilu kolo midosei bamaore. So Taisvis, Rashi learns pshat moidet, that it's speaking about that he was moidet from the mokim shvisev, and he ended up an ammo outside of the tchum. That's how Rashi learned pshat. Taisis learned pshat, shafilu kolom midosoi, and Emerson Rashi's pshat is very misleading. And Rashi alone is mavliya that. Rashi says, since he's an ammo out, even though he's only an ammo out, he still can't go in. And then Rashi says, afilu, the tchum would overlap, he also can't continue. That's how Rashi learned. Taisus learned the whole Rabbi Lezer speaking about Fakar Shafilu Kolo Midosai Bimaoro. Lo Yikonis Amma Achas Yaisa. He shouldn't go one more Amma further. Upirish Akuntres Loi Nire. Rashi's Pshat. Fakar, why do you bring the Maisa with the Maoro? If you bring the Maisa with the Maoro, Fakar, so why is Taisus that it's speaking about that the Alpayim Amma went into the Miora. Afal Pikein, you shouldn't go further. The Marsha says, what was Matrik Rashi? Because the Loshon Lo Yikonis is Shver. According to Rashi, he's an Amma away from the Tchum, Lo Yikonis, he can't enter the Tchum. So it's good the Loshon Knisa. According to Taisvis, he's in the Maor already. What's Lo Yahalech? He shouldn't continue walking. Not Lo Yikonis. This is why, this is Gebadet Rashi. To the next half of Taisus, let us wait till the next Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Mi sheherrschich chutz letchum. Zog Rashi. What does that mean? Mi sheherrschich shehu bo baderech, vechoshcha loi chutz letchum. He's a bo baderech. And he was kind of shvise chutz letchum. Afilu ama achas. Afilu is one ama chutz letchum. He was kind of shvise one ama. You have the tchum ha'ir. And he was keine Schwiese an Amme after the Trum Ha'ir. Lo yikonetz, he can't enter the year. Reb Shimon Omer, afilu chomesh esrei ameis yikonetz. Afilu, not, boy me boy, if he's one Amme away from the end of the Trum, he's ich could enter. Afilu chomesh esrei ameis yikonetz. She'ein ha-mishuchais, those who measure the tchumim, mematzin es amidot, they're not, the tchumim are not accurate, mipnei ha-toyin. The Gemara says, tona mipnei toyei ha-midot. Let us see Rashi. Afilu chomish esrei amo, so Rashi is two malchim. The first malch is lav davke tesvav amo. It's not an exact number. It means it's around that. Ameshuchais, moide de hatchumim la yoritz, the ois in simen letoich hatchum. Those who that's their job to be magdol where the tchum ends, they make a simen, this is where the tchum ends. Einon mematzin es hamides, lahatziv ha-simen besoif alpayim, they don't make the simen exactly the end of alpayim. Elakainzin oison l'seich alpayim. When they make the simen, they go in a little bit. Mibnei hatoyin. Mibnei toyei hamide. People who make mistakes with the mide. She'ein makirin es ha-simen. They won't recognize the simen that here, if I got the trumens over here. Upa'omim ha'ulchim l'holam imenu. So they go further, and then v'chayzrin v'lav adatayu. So memele, so therefore they always make it a little, the tchumim are not the real tchum, it's really around 15 namas, a little more, a little less, at least 15 namas it would seem, that it's but now, why should we be machmer on this person if theoretically if he's only one amma away from the end of the tchum, he's not really one amma away because the tchum is zicher in the tchum already. Until 15 amas, he could assume he's really in the tchum. That's one shot. Lishnachi neveloy shemativ, the davke tesvov noka. That is an Indian davka of 50 namas. The toye amide hein amishoiches akoivim atchumim. These are the people who measure the distances and they convey the tchumim. Vamrina lekamon bekeitzed ma'abrim, ein moidedin elo bechevel shel chamishim amo. You can only measure the tchum with a rope that's 50 amas long. And since the Trum is 2,000 Amis, so you have Arboim Chavolim, Yesh Lalpayim. So for 2,000 Amis, you have 40 Chavolim. V'chol Chavol v'chavol mismayet shnei achizos. That means if you're measuring, so they used to measure, they deducted the Mokim where there were Oiches the Chavol, and they used the rest of the rope to be moided the Trum. Shezeh toifes mikan, vezeh toifes mikan. Bo achizo tefach vachatzi etzba. The mokim achize was a tefach and a chatzi etzba. Harei, so now we have over here, so there were 40 chavolim. So we have to deduct from 40 chavolim the two achizes. So that is pei tfochim, so that's 80 tfochim. And both sides, that's right. And then we had 40 chatzi etzba, so on both sides we'll have umem etzboitz. Ha'olim, now there's 4 etzba and a tefach, ha'olim liyut tfochim. So all together we have harei tishim tfochim, and it was ilcheshbning with 6 amos in a tefach, 6 tochim in a amo shein chomesh esrei amis. So memele, there's an exact cheshbin of chomesh esrei amis which are off, and that's the cheshbin of Rab Shimon. The svas emes is mesupik. Okay, so here Rab Shimon, according to Rashi's pshat, according to any pshat, Rab Shimon said that since it is not an accurate tchum, either misofik or bateres vadi is not an accurate tchum, so if a person finds himself in a dilemma, so lemaisa, he could be seimach that he's toicha tchum. So he says, so what's the din according, like we hear a Mishnah, nizgalgul chutz l'tchum. So what's the din according to Rab Shimon? And nizgalgul chutz l'tchum mi ba'oid yoyim. So the Mishnah says that, ein ayayrev. According to Rab Shimon, it should be punkfakert. It should be an ayrev. I mean, and those Mishnayis, why isn't Rab Shimon mentioned? There's a machloikis, we hear here, the Teres Chaim wants to be medayik, this Mishnah, Misha Hershek Chutz L'Tchum, he was a bo min aderech, and Nebuch, when it became Laila, he was Chutz L'Tchum. So then, Rab Shimon said Akula. Rab Shimon said Akula that, we can assume he's Teich HaTchum till a Schum of 50 Namas. So this was, so the Teres Chaim asks, why didn't Rab Shimon krieg on the first Mishnah? Misha Yotza Chutz L'Tchum. Afilu ama achas lo yichnis. He's not a yaitze chutz l'tchum, he has 15 amish yet. So the Teres Chaim wants to say that yotze b'meizid, they didn't make these kulas. That's dafke here, misha hechshech. I mean, the case of the Sfasemis is also a good shayla, by an izgalgul chutz l'tchum. But b'meizid, if a person went out chutz l'tchum, so then they didn't make any of these kulas. That's what Teres Chaim says. But the Rashi and Avodas HaKodesh and the Miri say that afilu yotza b'meizid, according to Rab Shimon, you can rechem with these 50 namas. Now let us go back to Tosfos. He says the Gemara asked the Kasha astir and Rabbi Elazar. In our Mishnah it says, Rabbi Elazar oy mishtayim ikonesh, sholosh lo ikonesh. That's what it says in our Mishnah, and later we learned Abaraisa, we learned Rabbi Elazar oy mafila ama achas lo ikonesh. So the Moshe said that's speaking about a moided. Vektach Tosfos, v'hod lo ikoma kisanye lahachshech amo chutz chetchum. Lo yikonis. Why didn't the Gemara say that it's speaking about the case of the next Mishnah? That he was machshech an amo chutz l'tchum. So that shot, lo yikonis, this din over here. The Ktaisa is the milsa de pshitu. The ein lo yilotze is chutz l'tchumoy. Aval kola bim ora itzterech lashminon. He says, "For that's why the Tosfos Shitosa is good. According to Rashi, it's mamish this case. He says that it was that he had an amit to enter the tchum. But according to Tosfos, like Tosfos says, this is a double poshet that if he's an amit out of the tchum, he can't get into the tchum. You don't need a belaza for this. And." About Kaponimaisis, so Rabbi Elazar is telling us that even though that the midah ended Teicha Ma'ora, now there's a svara to say that the whole Ma'ora is like Talad Amis, Afal Pikein, he shouldn't go further. Hodron Aloch Mi Shahitziyu. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Keitzad Ma'abrin Es Ha'orin. Zogt Rashi, Keitzad Ma'abrim, Meforish B'Gmor Loshen Isha Ubro. Desnan L'Kamon, Hanoisin Eiruvoi B'Iburoi Shalir. Each ear has a Ibur. That means it has an extension. Like it juts out from the ear. Alme Yesh Ibur Le'ir. Umeforish Hashte, Keitzad Yesh Lo Ibur. Let us see the Perish Chai. So we see on page 99, we'll see the ear, and then we'll see the Shivim Amma Vishirayim. That's the Iburei Shalir, and after the Shivim Amma Vishirayim, then we get the Alpayim Amma. But how do you figure out the Iburei Shalir? Bayis Nichnas Bayis Yotzei. What if you have an ear that it is not, the end of the ear is not smooth, it's not level? You have a Bayis Nichnas Yotzei. Pogum Nichnas Pogum Yotzei. Hoyu Shom Gedoidiyais Gevoyeis Asorat Sochim Uksharim and Nefoshe Sheshbem Beizdire Moitzien Es Amido Kinegdom Poison Oiso Kimin Tablo Merubas Kedei Shiei Niskar Es Hazovius. Zutrashi Bayis Nichnas O Bayis Yoitzei O Pogom Nichnas O Pogom Yoitzei Hoyu Gedoidiyais Moitzien Amido Kinegdi Kloima. When you want to end the Tchum Ha'ir, that means the Mechitzos Ha'ir is not a smooth, level wall. The ear ends with Batim Smuchim Umechuborim. V'yesh bayis nichnas l'soyche ir, yoyser michaveire. V'nires knisosoy p'guma mibachutz. So standing on the outside of the ear, you see the knises, the knisa of this bayis, so this is like a p'gam in the koysel ha'ir, because the batim are the koysel ha'ir. V'yesh bayis boilet v'yoytzei l'chutz, yoyser michaveire. So this again, this is a picture, this is picture one. Bayis nichnas, bayis yoytze. Now we'll come to the second case. Oysha oysi ir mukefes chaymitz, mukefes chaymo, v'yesh migdolim agulim boltin b'chaymo, pa'omim sheboltin bifnim, pa'omim sheboltin b'chutz. So let us see picture two on the Perish Chai. So, Beltim Bifnim is the Aleph, and Beltim Bachutz is the base. So we see also that creates a unlevel, the Chayim Seir. Oy Shehoyu Shom La'achas Akroni Shalir, by one of the ends of the ear, G'daydiyos. Let us turn the page in the Perish Chai. G'daydiyos, that means that G'daydiyos G'vayis Asorat Tvachim Shivrei Chaymer Shel Chubayis Batim. So that means this juts out from the city. Shivrei Chaymer Shel Chubayis Batim V'yeshnam B'soich Shivim Amo V'shirayim Le'il K'dem Aforish L'kamon. This is in the Shivim Amo V'shirayim of the year. So this is all considered an extension of the year. Oy Gishorim, or you have bridges. Oy Nefoshes. Nefoshes we have in the Perish Chai for Tzatziyim. That's a tzin over a keva. Ka'ein sha'oisim ala keva. Moitzin es hamido kinegdo. So let us look in the Perish Chai, picture 5. So we have over here in this picture, we have bayis yoytze. Now if you would measure from the bayis, that's yoytze. So we see the 2,000 amis, where the 2,000 amas end. If you would go the rest of the ear, each bayis lefimashahu, so you would have a wavy 2,000 amas. That means each mokim would have its different 1,000 amas. So therefore the Mishnah says, Meitzien es amido kinegdo. That you take an imaginary line, as we see on the left side of the picture, and we take this imaginary line and we bring it up to the bayis yoytzei. And then we assume that the ear ended over here. And from here we'll be able to measure Ibura Shalir and the 2,000 Amis. Zogt Rashi, Meitzines Amida Kenegdom, Imblita Salolu, Eitzel Karen Mizrochis Sofoinis, if the that what is jutting out is in Mizrochis Sofoinis, Roim Kilo Yesh Blita Acheres Kenegda Bekeren Mizrochis Dreimis. We assume Kilo there would have been another Blita, Vechut Masuach Mizulezu, and then you attached the you attach it from both sides. Umaydid minachut alachutz. And now you start measuring minachutz alachutz. Kedei shiatchum shavel shtei kronis. Lo yehi kan kotzer vekan orich. It shouldn't be nichnas v'yoytze. Oysen oyson kmin tavlo merubas. Es atchumim merubas. Kedei shehei alpayim litztodim kibemtza. That they should be, that on all the sides they should be equal. V'loy agulim. It shouldn't be agulim. Sheyei lahem, and I was speaking in the alpayim gufe. Sheyei alpayim, legum sheylem alpayim be'emtza. U'bitztodim heim ismaitin kiderech kol iger. So it says, no, it should be merubas. She should have corners. ובעיר מרובס עסקינן, שאין בו אלא אלפיים אל אלפיים, בהבנה מתחומים מרובוים. זאת אומרת, square ממש. ואם אינו מרובס, but if it's not a square ממש, כגוין שהיא יסירה אלפיים לאורכו, it's more than אלפיים in the length, הבחוסו מאלפיים, and it's less than אלפיים לרוחבו, so then it won't be merubi. So then it won't be a square. The tchumim merubim lav davki shei orch and kerach, but you don't need that it should be mamish a square. Shei reirach bon lemidas airi. The roichev is according to the midas ir im ktanim gdailo. The orkan apayim elam merubim the toni lemute agulim. The ikir is it should have payas. That you should be able to gain the zovius, and that this we can see in the picture 6. That it should not be round. That means even though theoretically, if you with cheshbon, the ear is the year 2,000 by 2,000, so if it would be round, you would lose the zovius. So the Mishnah is telling us now that you make a square and you gain the zovius. And the second case is in picture 7, Shrei Rochbon Lamida Seir Ba'olkon Alpayim. Yeah, the Reichiv is according to the Mida Seir and the Eirich is Alpayim. Zok Taisvis. Keitzad ma'abrim, pogum nichnas, perish rabbeinu chananel, pogum nichnas, binyin ha'osui ke'ein shoivach. Pogum, the Ritva says that rabbeinu chananel is something like Rashi. Rashi said it's speaking about binyin agulois. He says a shoivach also was something like this. Tzkidamrinim, bezeh boirer, gabi mafricha yoinim, mishi yishabru es pgomehen. So there we see that that's a shame ha'etzem of a shayvach. Mi shayvach ma mishem is aber im ha'ir, kedamrine begmore, you need a psabeis dire. But al kaponim it's similar to a shayvach. Uksharim unefoshes sheyesh behem beis dire. But if it has a beis dire, so it's considered part of the ear. Zekton, zektrash, taisus hadikton is sheyesh lam beis dire. Loikoi anefoshes. And nefoshes do not need a bazundere beis dire. Ken amuchir bebreise, the nefoshes gufe stomil a dire shayme kever of it. That's gufe pshat in the nefesh. Hilkach av al gav loi dair bo dire. The nevish binyan shalakevak the perish akudus bigmor. Allah kshorim koi. That's a yesh bahem beizdira. You have added to it a beizdira. That is the kshorim. The gesher, the kevra basic nesuhandu the tony bigmor, but braisha sheshlam beizdira, lav le beizdira of it. It's not made for a beizdira. The less beizdira, lav diru. This is not made le tzairach dira. So, memeire, you need a base dire in order to give it a teres dire. Baruch meforish nefesh tziyin. Kedem rinem birushalmi, omer abshimen gamliel, ein oisin nefoshis le tzadikim, ele devreim heim zechroinam. Chein hevi meperk beis de shkolam.